838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today on this Monday, tax day, April 15th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Remember Proposal 1 in 2022? What was it? Rich Studley, the CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, retired from that organization to lead the effort to pass Proposal 1, which extended term limits here in the state of Michigan. Previous to that, the term limits we had were working, in my opinion, just fine. You could serve only 3 terms in the House, 6 years total, because they're 2-year terms. Only 8 years in the Senate, because they were 2 4-year terms. That's it. Dave Agema termed out. Pat Kobach termed out. Tom McMillan termed out. A lot of good state reps and state senators gone. A lot of bad ones gone, too. In my opinion, it was working just fine. Helped us get rid of Wayne Schmidt. Gone. For now. Why? Because Proposal 1... changed it, where you could now serve 6 2-year terms in the House, 12 years total. So Dave Agema has 6 more years eligibility if he wanted to go back to the House. 12 years in the Senate. Pat Kobach could get 4 more years in the Senate if he chose. Well, there are 5 state reps, former state reps that were term limited out, that are filing to run for this year's election. They want back in. One of them is the big rhino, former state representative Tommy Brand. He filed in state representative Fitzgerald's Wyoming-based 83rd district, a seat similar to the one he represented in 2017 through 2022, creating likely a key battleground race heading into the November election. Fitzgerald, of course, being a Democrat, Brand being a Republican. He's 72 years old. He's the founder of Brand's Restaurants. I've eaten in his one there in, I forget the city. Is that Grand Rapids, I think? I forget. Brand Steaks. As a local beef farmer like Clef Tellini, buys local beef, great steaks, love them. They have several locations across Michigan, including one on Division Avenue there in Wyoming area that opened up more than 50 years ago. He's been doing this for 50 years. While other former state reps, Nancy Jenkins, Gary Eisen, Tim Kelly, and Tim Sneller, all former state reps, looking to return to the legislature under the state's new term limits laws. Now, Michiganders can serve a combined 12 years in the state legislature, either in the House and or the Senate. Brand says, I look at the budget and how much we're spending, and I know we're going to be in trouble next year. I'm a small business guy. I've never messed a payroll. I know how to balance a budget. So that's his platform for running. He says the district, no, excuse me, MERS News Service says the district, however, is not an automatic lock for a Republican, as it has been in years past. Outside of a sliver of Cutlerville, the Republican Byron Township is no longer in the district. Instead, some of Grand Rapids, the city is. This creates a district with only a 49.4% Republican lock base, as opposed to the previous map, which had it at 57.4%. Fitzgerald, the Democrat state representative, says, quote, "My constituents sent me to Lansing because they found someone who shared their values and could effectively champion them in Lansing. Since joining the legislature, this community has received more attention and had more policies passed that positively impacts their lives than ever before, especially in recent memory. I'm prepared to deliver this district again in 2024 and continue to build the successes that we've had this term." Brandon says that he's not even focused on the base numbers. In making quote of the day, he says, "I hate using cliches, but I can't think of any other way to say it other than I'm my own person. I've always made decisions that are best for my constituents. I want to work with leader Matt Hall, but I'm my own person. I can work with Democrats. Honestly, I look at myself as being an independent Republican." Okay. Tommy, I just have one question for you. During the China virus, why did you cave in to every single executive order that Gretchen Whitmer mandated on the restaurant industry? Why did you not stand strong like Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig? Who, by the way, tonight, Carla Wagner from Axe My Tax is going to be at the Iron Pig. If you're looking to help on the signatures, she'll have petition sheets available for you. Rod, I'm not really sure what time is that event getting started. I'm assuming it's probably going to be 5, 6 o'clock. If you guys want to know for sure, contact Carla Wagner or call the Iron Pig. Actually, I can do this real quick right here. I'll go to contacts and search for Carla Wagner. Carla's phone number is 616-813-8336. If you'd like that number texted to your phone, just text me, let's see, AX or AXE, it doesn't matter. Just text me AX, and I'll forward you Carla Wagner's number. You can call her and find out for sure. Why don't I just text her? What time is Iron Pig tonight? What time is Iron Pig tonight? Pig tonight. I can't type fast enough. I should have given this to my granddaughter. She could have had that texted out in like 1 second. Did you see Toria texting out her phone? Yeah. How does she make her thumbs move that quick? She got little tiny thumbs, Vicky says. Oh, man. Well, MERS News Service back in 2022 selected Brand as being the State House Member of the Year for being the most effective, active, and impactful member of the State House Chamber. Interesting. 2022. Very, very interesting. 2 years after China virus started. One other Republican has filed for the seat, Cindy Ramirez Amante, self-employed former state director of the Hispanic group, outreach group Proposito. No Democrat has filed. Now, why has no Democrat filed? Because they have an incumbent Democrat. That's how the Democrats work. they don't put up primary opponents. So we'll see how this turns out. Now, another quick story I wanted to get in today's show. Personal injury protection. Michigan residents cannot claim personal injury protection benefits through the Michigan Assigned Claims Plan if you're involved in an out-of-state auto accident, according to an appellate court. Michigan Court of Appeals Judge Christina Robinson Garrett, in publishing the 3-0 decision, holds that the state statute MCL 500.3172.1 requires an individual claiming PIP benefits through the MACP to have to show that the crash occurred in Michigan. What? PIP benefits are PIP benefits. It doesn't matter where the heck the crash occurred. This is completely an insane decision, in my opinion. Marquise Steenhouse applied for PIP benefits in September 2020 for injuries suffered in a November 2019 crash in Ohio just south of the border. Steenhouse filed a suit alleging MACP and the Michigan Automobile Insurance Placement Facility refused to assign an insurer to pay the PIP benefits, and the defendant moved to dismiss the case because the crash did not occur in Michigan. This is absolute insanity. Well, I hope this person has the money to appeal the appellate court's decision, taking it to the Supreme Court, because this is wrong. This is a wrong opinion, in my opinion. You got PIP insurance coverage. It shouldn't matter where the heck the accident takes place. What's the difference between an accident happening in Michigan and one happening in Ohio? You're still injured. What the heck are you paying insurance for? This is insanity. Just another way for the insurance companies not to have to pay. Our car insurance is screwed up in Michigan. That's another thing I'll go to Lansing and fix. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, got text messages coming in. Tracy Wheeler, thank you so much for the flyer. The Iron Pig Ask My Tax event. Doors are going to open at 4 p.m. Presentation starts at 6 p.m. 10% discount on food and drinks for all the attendees. She's going to be selling T-shirts, hats, yard signs available for purchase, and also she'll have petitions available to sign and to circulate. So that's today, April 15th. Doors open at 4 for the Ask My Tax event. Carla Wagner will be there. If you want a link to that, just text me IP for Iron Pig, and I'll or Ask. Either one, and I'll send it to you. Let's see. I drove back to Michigan from Wyoming with a ruptured loop of intestine in 1996 because it would be minimal coverages out of state. Insurance companies will do anything not to have to pay for people. They've been doing this for years. Wow, that's amazing. She said, there's no getting rid of these stupid text messages. Once you stop and block them, they just use a different number. I know, it's driving me crazy. Greg says, Michigan State Troopers, all they do is harass truck drivers. I can attest to that. Officer Rick says, Randy, the trooper pension is in the state constitution. The pension may be, but the creation of the state police, I haven't seen it. I've read the state constitution numerous times. I don't see it in there anywhere. So you need to check on your resources on that one. And then again, this Don Jr. guy, man, I just want to punch him in the face. I cannot believe how many text messages are, hey, it's Don Jr. Well, I'm done with you, Don Jr. We're voting. It doesn't work. You block them, and like Phyllis says, they just change the number, and they use a different number to text your phone. It's like they don't take you off the list. And that stupid do not disturb scam thing that you sign up for, that doesn't work. So anyway, yeah, Ax or IP for Iron Pig, and I'll get it to you. One other quick story. This is amazing to me. There's a call to audit subsidies going to these quote-unquote asylum seekers. State Representative Matt Hall is calling on Auditor General Doug Ringler to make sure that the Office of Global Michigan's Newcomer Rental Subsidy Program is not assisting asylum seekers and immigrants who are ineligible for federal aid. The rental subsidy program provides refugees and other newcomer population eligible households with rental assistance up to $500 per month for 12 months. Eligibility based on immigration status and household income. Well, he sent a letter and he says, I want you to look into this. Because if they're not eligible for federal aid, why are we giving them state aid? I agree with that. Something needs to be looked at. In addition to Hall, signed by State Representative Jamie Thompson of Brownstown, asked the Auditor General to examine the program's eligibility determination process to see what safeguards against this are in place to prevent OGM from providing aid to classes of asylum seekers and immigrants that wouldn't otherwise be eligible for any type of aid under federal guidelines. So we'll follow this story, see where it goes. Whether or not they're going to do that or not, I don't know. Kind of interesting, Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to reduce the Auditor General's budget for this upcoming budget. Why? Because the guy is a conservative Republican. Doug Ringler has been the Auditor General going all the way back to Rick Snyder. And Whitmer does not like him. So what do? You cut the head of the snake off, you defund their department. And that's what she's proposing in this upcoming budget for 2025. Isn't that interesting? The Auditor General, who oversees spending in the state of Michigan, Whitmer wants to reduce his budget. Surprise, surprise. Man, I hate this lady so much. If I go to Lansing, I got to deal with her. Oh, man. Well, I'll introduce the bills. I'll get bipartisan support. We'll get them passed. Let's see if she signs them. Actually, I might have somebody else introduce the legislation I want. Let somebody else put their name on it as the bill sponsor, and I'll just vote for it. That's what I'll do. I won't sponsor anything. I'll have somebody else do it for me. I'll have a Democrat in caucus do it. My desk buddy, whoever I get assigned to sit next to. Hey, man, introduce this. This would be really good for the state. Got to change the Democrat Party, people. Well, that's it for today's show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With RVPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers.